Here. I've been stuck on the topic of slavery, starting with the chattel slavery of the Civil War and the program of wage slavery that dominated since then, and then moving on to the delusional hierarchy legal concept of slavery that's still imposed in the United States and used as the legal justification for the roughly 3 million people locked up in cages by the government. So if you had something better to do for the last couple of weeks rather than listen to my segments, and I can't even imagine what could possibly constitute something better to do, I would recommend you check those out. As a matter of fact, you should binge listen to all of my previous segments and then go out and tip over cop cars. But I digress. Slavery. Let's approach the topic from a somewhat opposite angle. The defining element of slavery is its non-freedom. That is, slavery is slavery as a consequence of the absence of freedom. Slavery and freedom are opposing states. So let me ramble a minute about slavery by talking about the thing it is not. A long time ago, I talked about how I define freedom, a definition I sort of plagiarized from Ward Churchill, a hero of mine. And that definition goes something like this. Freedom is the absence of external regulation. The idea, of course, is that where something is externally regulating you, you're not free. You're only free in the absence of external regulation. Where you are regulated, you are not free. Where you are free, you are not regulated. So picture in your mind a point, a dot, and that represents freedom, the absence of external regulation. Imagine another point, its opposite, that represents the complete absence of freedom, the ever-presence of external regulation. If we connect those two points with a line, we have a spectrum between absolute freedom at one point and the absolute absence of freedom at the other. I know, I've got the best graphics in radio. Only one political philosophy, by the way, advocates for absolute freedom in the absence of external regulation. Know what it is? Yep. Only anarchists advocate for the complete absence of external regulation, for absolute freedom. Every other system of thought is somewhere on that spectrum. Now let's return to the original topic. In the context of our spectrum and this working definition of freedom, what is slavery? Well, if slavery is a state of non-freedom, slavery exists everywhere except on that one absolute point where freedom exists. Every single point on the entire spectrum is some varying degree of non-freedom, some varying degree of external regulation. So, every single point on the spectrum, except for absolute freedom, the dot where all of us anarchists stand, is slavery, non-freedom. Let's not forget you're either free or you're a slave. So it's either an existence on the absolute point of freedom, the absence of external regulation, or it's slavery. Those are the only two states we can be in. We're either free or we're not. You can't be sort of kind of free any more than you can be sort of kind of pregnant. Freedom is an absolute. You are or you ain't. Freedom, the absence of external regulation, an absolute state, can only be attained by anarchists. No one else strives for it or values it or seeks it. They simply seek some kinder, gentler, more accommodating state of slavery, defined by life under external regulation. I'm not simply saying that, by this analysis, all hierarchs are slaves, although they are, and chain-hugging slaves at that, striving to maintain systems of non-freedom at all costs. But all hierarchies are slavery programs, programs of non-freedom. In fact, the vast majority of hierarchs offered freedom would not just decline, but would run away from it, would be utterly bewildered by the idea of living without external regulation. They absolutely love their varying degrees of slavery and worship the slavery program just so long as they have the illusions of freedom, the idea that they're free. Free, a word with absolutely no meaning or substance unless the words buy one, get one come before it. You're either free or you're a slave. If you're a slave, there's only one way to get free. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain for Warren Correctional in Lebanon, Ohio. If you're listening, you are the resistance.
You can write to Sean Swain at Sean Swain, 243-205, Warren, CI, P.O. Box 120, 5787 State Route 63, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. For updates on his situation, his bid for U.S. president in 2016, and more writings by Sean can be found at seanswain.org.